And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Yeah. Okay, so I need to read the commercial. You still haven't gotten the new one for me.
No, it's the same one as next week. You got it there?
Yeah, I do. Try a hot, delicious Subway breakfast sandwich built just the way you want it.
No, it's not that one. It's the chicken teriyaki. Sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
Oh, okay. At Subway, the sweet onion chicken teriyaki and new rotisserie-style chicken sandwiches are handcrafted with chicken raised without antibiotics. I don't know if you guys knew that, but they're legit. Both the sandwiches are better for you because they're low in fat and delicious, and the sweet onion chicken teriyaki sandwich has new teriyaki-glazed chicken strips and tangy, fat-free sweet onion sauce, and the new rotisserie-style chicken is made with tender, juicy, hand-pulled, all white meat chicken, and you want to make them even more delicious? You could throw in some crisp green peppers, red onions, lettuce, tomatoes, all on the freshly baked bread. The Subway Sandwich Shop. Fresh is what we do. There we go.
Man, I'm glad that you belt up. Well, it's about time for you to belt up.
Belt up? What do you mean?
That's a British term for shut up.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Steve and Amy are joining us in the studio.
Hi, Steve and Amy.
They're from England.
Hi, guys.
And so I've changed the way I speak because we have guests.
Well, wait a minute. Steve is actually not English. Steve is Irish, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, he's Irish, and Amy is a Brit. Yeah. I mean, really, what's the difference? Because they're all the British islands, right?
No, Ireland is a different
island. How long's this podcast?
What do you say?
Bubba has just offended an podcast? Entire country.
No, really?
No, it takes a long time to explain the United Kingdom.
It really is. It's like several little spots, though, right?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
I'm going to turn the
if
lights up.
Looked out on a map, yeah.
Yeah, but the Republic of Ireland is a separate country.
It is.
It's not part of the United
Kingdom. It's not part
Kingdom.
Of the United Kingdom. And that's where you're from. But you don't have a very thick Irish accent.
I don't have an Irish accent at all,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
My parents moved over just before I was born. So to my Irish family, I sound very English, but to my English friends, I feel very Irish. So
you got to talk into the mic, Steve.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
You can move the mic around with you.
You got to kind of stay straight on it.
Perfect.
You could just, hey, do like this, and it
Steve
works.
Steve was telling me the other day, they've been in town for a few days.
And Patrick went drinking with him.
We went out drinking, and Steve was telling me that he got a job working for the Queen.
Oh, that's cool. Real quick, before we go into the story, Anthony Wood listening to us right now at Bagram Air Force Base or Bagram Air Base. What up, Anthony? Okay, there. So you work for the Queen now?
I do.
That's
yeah.
So anti-clockwise.
I had a.
That means strange. And
thank you.
You're gonna have to keep
looking up British slang. Aren't
yeah,
you?
I'm learning all these English phrases. It's fantastic. Yeah, thanks for that. Because I didn't know any of these. So I've lived
words,
there 40 years.
Your source is not very good.
Where are you getting these
Dude,
phrases
it's
from?
Blinding.
Oh, that's better. See? That's better. Yeah,
you know
I'm
one?
With you on that
we
one.
Know that one.
It means awesome.
Oh, okay.
I learned two the other day. What did I learn? Backstop.
Backstop, yeah.
Which is like a safety.
Let's not give it the context.
Oh, okay. Okay. And what was the other one?
What's wrong with it? Why can't we tell what the context
it's
is?
It's a
dirty.
Thing. Yeah. We'll just stop there. It's not dirty, but it's just.
You can Google, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you Google it. And what was the other
it's
one?
It's not on my list here. Just letting y'all know.
Can you edit? Can you put it on?
Can you add to the
doc?
List?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did you know what blow off is?
No. I have an idea.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. What is it?
It's someone who's farted.
Oh.
If you pass gas, you blow off.
There you go.
See?
It's not what I was expecting.
I know. See how I wrangled you into that. Anyway, you're working for the Queen doing what?
I'm working for the Queen. She's doing a refurbishment of a couple of properties, so I've got involved with that. I'm a lawyer, so we're doing the construction contracts and things like that.
Do you get to meet her, or you just work for her?
I'm guessing I probably won't get to meet her.
Have you ever met her?
No.
Have you ever met Prince Harry?
she asks somewhat hopefully.
Yeah, don't tell any American girl ever that you work for the royal family, because we will all ask, so do you know Prince Harry?
Yeah. Do you have Prince Harry sell them?
Yeah, I mean, I just want a picture. That's really it. So, yeah, the ginger prince, please.
We have met him, actually, because he organises an armed forces, people have been injured in the army. He organises it's called the Invictus Games, yes. Which is like an Olympic sort
they
of.
They just had it over it's here just, yeah. in Orlando like 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Well, when it was previously on, probably 2 years ago or so, he was hosting it in Stratford. And we went across there, and he was just sort of wandering around. So quite a few people got to sort of meet him that way. So it's good.
Hmm. There you go.
I'm 1 degree away from somebody who met
him. Do you want to touch? Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know, it's interesting how quickly we really are. It used to be 7 degrees. Then it became 6 degrees of separation between you and basically anybody in the world. I think nowadays it's even smaller. I mean, between the Facebook, social media man. And all yeah. that and Facebook and whatever. I mean, I have friends of mine that have dined with several presidents. And so that means we're between you and I, we're 1 degree from the royal family and a president. That's nuts.
Yeah. And since we know Vince Gill, we are less than 3 degrees away from every musician that's ever lived.
Yeah, basically. There's an internet thing with Vince Gill saying that basically he's worked with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's worked with so many people that he's never more than 2 degrees of separation from isn't any musician you can think of.
It's so Brill.
So what?
I'm sorry?
So what?
I said it's so Brill. You know, like brilliant. That's short for brilliant. I thought you knew that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Are you making these up now?
No, sadly he's not.
Yeah,
sadly.
You know that one?
Yeah. He's not. I think any minute now he's going to break into Cockney rhyming slang.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Oh, dude, please.
I want to hear you do Cockney rhyming slang.
Yeah.
What is that?
In that kind of Australian accent that you're doing them in. That'd be really good, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that an Australian accent he's doing?
It's getting close to one, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear your British accent, Big D.
Cheers. What a fine day we're having out here as we go into a lovely day.
G'day, sport.
Was that an Australian
accent? I was accused of having an Australian accent the other night, and I don't think that's what I did. But
now, Bubba can actually do a really good Australian, true Australian
accent. It's not as good as it used to be. When I lived in Guam, I used to work around a bunch of Aussies who would go there for vacation and whatnot. So it was pretty good. It's a little more, you kind of turn it a little more like this, and it's a little lazier.
Yeah, it's like Keith Urban's walked in. It's incredible.
Yeah, just like that. Like Keith Urban walked in, but he got shorter and fat.
I really want to order a bloomin' onion now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Never really.
That's right.
Now we're so American. It's great.
Yeah. We want to hear your American accents. I think that would be great.
Yeah. You got
one. Well, hold on. We're Amy your guests. We can't be humiliated.
It's okay, Amy. Yeah. Amy, you get to go
humiliating
first.
Humiliating our guest is
ladies
what we do
first.
Best
yeah.
Here.
I don't know if I can do the whole y'all. Hey, y'all.
Hey. That's actually.
Oh, that.
If you keep it short, it's probably.
Yeah, yeah, I probably can't take it anywhere beyond that.
Yeah, because see, I can do a Kenny Chesney impersonation. You want to hear it? Hey, boy.
That's the one thing you say. It sounds just like Kenny Chesney.
Sounds just like, hey, boy.
Yep, that's him.
That's Kenny. That's him. There you go. The shorter, the better. All right, Steve, let's hear yours.
Ding, 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 ding.
That was pretty good.
Dead on. Dead on. So is country music, I know you guys have the big...
C2C.
Yeah, CTC, mm-hmm. The big concert, country concert over there. Do you find that country music is growing in Europe?
Yeah.
In England especially?
For sure. It's now getting played on BBC, mostly radio to BBC Radio 2, but you hear it more. Or you can be out shopping and suddenly you'll hear in a store, you'll hear Brett Eldridge or you'll hear Thomas Rhett playing. And it kind of stops you in your tracks. Because for us, that's like, wow, you know. A couple of years ago, you would not get that at all. It just didn't cross the pond at all.
Is there, you know, country music is kind of America's music, I think. Mm-hmm. But is there
the way you roll your eyes when you're doing that?
Huh?
You in America's roll your eyes music, like well, why? What?
Well, I'm saying
why wouldn't it be? It kind of is. It's the heartland.
I was thinking jazz is really America's music is what my reason I roll my eyes. But is there a music format in England that is kind of your music?
Ooh, tricky. I think, you know, if you think of some of the big rock bands, the big British rock bands, or if you think back to the 90s.
Have there been any?
And if you go back to the 90s and you think about Britpop, which didn't really cross, like bands like Oasis and Blur, that was huge.
Blur.
Blur.
I like that. I'm never going to call them Blur again.
Blur.
Blur.
How do you say
blur?
We say blur.
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 And you say blah.
That's probably the,
they say
the
blah.
Accent. That's probably my own accent.
Do the Oasis brothers get along, Noel and Liam, or isn't that their names?
Noel. Yes.
Noel.
Noel, yeah.
Oh, Noel? It's different.
Noel.
Yeah, it's not Christmas. That's Noel.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well, do they get along yet?
I don't know if they,
or they
do.
Still hate each
I
other.
I think just recently one of them came out trashing the other yet again.
Yeah.
Really?
What are you even talking about?
The
band Oasis.
Oasis.
The band?
The never heard of them.
Yeah. The guys that Brothers. Claimed they were better than the Beatles and all that.
Never heard of them.
Really modest
guys.
Yeah. Listen, what's the song they sing?
Wonderwall and a bunch of other. But the thing, when Oasis was popular, Dee was listening to Daryl Singletary. He was not listening to Oasis.
Oasis? I mean, honestly, I've never heard. That's the first time I've
ever heard.
I'm amazed
that the website didn't come up with that.
No, it's not on there. Would that mean, are they bomb?
Bomb?
If something goes like a bomb, it means it's going really well or really fast. You can say an event went down like a bomb. It would mean that the people really enjoyed it. In the U.S.
Does anybody
meaning,
actually talk
what?
That way?
No, that really?
I think some people did once in sort of 1960. But,
well, in the United States, we say bomb. You can say
going badly.
Yeah, you can go bad, no, or you can say it is the bomb.
Because you can easily say just like, oh, so-and-so is bomb, and it works.
But you say the bomb.
Yeah.
No, you can say no. No,
yes.
You can
you don't
no.
say bomb.
You're not around cool. teenage girls.
You, yeah.
You aren't around teenage girls, bro. We drop the. You just say, oh, so-and-so is bomb.
Oh, and that means great or good, you know. But at the same time, we still use the word to say things went badly, like that comedian bombed, meaning did not do well. It's tough. It's weird. It's a lot of little nuances.
What are you, the language expert today?
He's going to start correcting my punctuation in a minute.
I'm just having a little, we're just having conversations here, guys. Just having conversations.
Rob says, oh, yeah, now you guys love the British. Weren't so hospitable back in the 1770s. Thank you, Rob.
There you go. Rob is our other British fan, isn't he?
Is Rob Buxton British?
Is that Rob?
I we have so many. It's amazing. We have so many people from Great Britain that listen to our show online that I get lost nowadays. It went from, I think you guys were some of the first that I remember meeting or talking with, and then it blew up. We really have a nice following across the pond, I said across
the
pond.
Well, when it comes to
like
country
that?
Music over there, you were saying now you're starting to hear more of it, but like, is there an actual country station or is it mixed in with other stuff?
There's a couple of country stations. There's a couple of internet radio country stations or sort of what we call sort of DAB radio stations. And then there's some country now starting to get played, or what we call kind of new country starting to get played on mainstream radio like BBC. Mm. And then there's people like Whispering Bob Harris, who is a DJ who has been promoting country music for about the last 20, 30 years and coming backwards and forwards to Nashville and bringing people over. So it's pushing more out into the mainstream now. And there's some UK country bands and artists as well, which they put a different spin on it. They don't mimic or try and, you know, give it the whole y'all
thing. They're not going to sing about the backwoods.
No.
But maybe they could sing about the Moors.
Yeah.
I mean,
You know, they make their own references.
Does anyone
to
have a pickup truck? Is that even a thing?
Yeah, they call them lorries,
too big.
Though.
Too big?
Yeah.
Even the small pickup trucks? Don't you have small ones?
No, we do. We do have small ones. But they're kind of used by farmers,
you know,
people
by people who
need
actually
to carry,
need them,
need to pull things around.
Now, that's so un-American.
Oh, theirs get like dirty.
Well, the great thing about America's pickup trucks is we use them for what they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be for preparation. If you ever need a pickup truck, it's there, and that's what we're all about. We're all about being prepared for that moment when we need something.
The zombie apocalypse.
Whether it's a zombie apocalypse or whatever it may be, we're just ready to go at a moment's notice, and that's why we're the
and
home.
That's
of
why
pickup
we need
trucks.
A Ford F-350.
Yes. Yes.
The biggest.
Yes.
Car. That exists
with
in all
big
the,
old bull bars on the front and lots of LED lights and all that kind of stuff.
And a winch, because everyone needs a winch.
You have
in
to.
Case.
If
you never know when you're going to need to pull something
you
out
might
of a
get
ditch.
Stuck. You
That's
might get
right.
stuck somewhere.
Yeah, that would not fit in a even in a parking space, even in a disabled parking space, it wouldn't fit in the UK.
You call them disabled. You don't call them handicapped. We call them handicapped spots.
Yeah, disabled.
You call them disabled.
Is that not on your? Is that not on the list?
I already got out of it because you guys are giving me so much grief.
You should go back to it because it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I just realized Rob is the stealth guy, stealth ferret.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that was his real name.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob. Rob fixed my J-Lo picture. If you recall from the last podcast when I was talking about the J-Lo picture that I took and I had the lanyard on, and I'm like, oh, please don't ever wear lanyards when you're taking a celebrity picture. He fixed it. And believe it or not, he made it look like my lanyard was never there.
Huh. It looks really good. So.
That's a good skill to have.
So he's really the man to go to if we need any Photoshopping.
Or... Yes, yes, yes. He's amazing.
So, yeah. Did he leave your nose in or?
Yeah, he left my nose in. I was talking about the lady on my Facebook.
Oh, the lady with no nose. She used the contrast so much that you can't see her nose or lightened it or whatever they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. What's
Patrick just got a phone call. I wonder if it's AT&T going, hey, we're going to take our money back.
Oh, God. No, don't.
We had about an hour of that the other night.
It was a rant. Yeah. It was a rant.
It was a what?
Rant.
A rant,
yes. Yeah, it was a rant. He's, he's had to...
17 months
is a long time to deal with it. And the thing
to
is...
To deal with Patrick, yeah.
Yeah. they came to us and they said, hey, you guys, I don't know how much... Can we talk about the whole thing? I don't even know. Hey, Patrick, are there any kind of like non-disclosure things in that agreement we signed? No. No, okay. So they sent us a bill. They sent us a bill and they said, hey, you guys owe us $109,000.
First, it was $88,000.
Do we need to translate that to pounds?
No. No, it's okay, fine.
Just making sure. I think anytime you get into five and six figures, everyone knows it's a lot of money, unless we're in Russia.
And and they were like, you know, you guys owe us over $80,000. And we're like, what?
No.
No, we don't. So they'd gone in and they didn't bill us for months and months and months. And then they just said, oh, here's a big lump bill. And we're like, well, if we had known what it cost.
There's more to it than that. Like we had been paying a bill for this specific account. And all of a sudden a second bill showed up and said, yeah, we know you've been paying $1,200 a month, but here's an extra $88,000 you owe us that you didn't know about.
So that didn't go well.
If we'd have known that was the cost of that service, we would have never kept it.
They
mean, that's
basically
crazy.
Charging us $4 a minute to keep the show on the air. It was insane. So we, I've been fighting it for 17 months. 17 months.
Yeah.
And
that's a long time.
He would get to the person he thought was going to resolve it, and then that person left. Or went to another
one
department.
Guy, yeah.
And then it's like starting all over again. And so Patrick is just like, he goes, I think they're trying to just beat me down. I think they're trying to get me just to quit, just to stop. And I'm not. And so he kept at it, kept going. And then they were like, oh, we have a resolution. This is what, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We'll have a resolution after all this time. Mm-hmm. And
and it still took 3 weeks of every
and
day
even the resolution.
Having to drag the end out of them. But.
Even
Carson,
when you think it's done, it's not done.
Carson said it pretty good yesterday. She said, I said, you know, I think they expect people to give up or they expect to confuse you by talking over your head and saying all these lawyery things. And Carson said, well, you're too smart to let them confuse you and you're too determined and stubborn to give up. And I said, yes, and there's a third thing. I also hate them. So
allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. But so that helps.
Yeah.
Actually, with the day that it really kind of all came to a head, Steve and Amy and I went out and had drinks afterwards, and I might have celebrated.
Oh, he was fresh.
It was so much fun.
I'm going to miss your daily battles with them.
Oh, no, I mean, don't because worry. I would there's sit always here, the next thing.
I would sit here in the
there's
studio.
There's Comcast or the federal government or somebody.
Whatever it is.
Some evil but thing like, that I
oh,
can
I'm
try
gonna
to
Oh, I'm
going to
contract him out for other people.
Yeah, exactly.
I think this is a service he can provide,
I can provide
to folks.
You know, where I show up and I just fix things.
I'm calling him the fixer.
He's the Doug Stamper. He's the guy who gets it
yes.
done.
Yes.
Listen, Rachel. I will hit you with my van and I will bury you in the desert.
Yeah.
Do not.
You haven't seen that show, you
no,
should.
No, they may
original, the original is version. British.
Yeah.
Yeah.
House of Cards.
That was a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
It was. We watched it, actually, after we watched the
Kevin Spacey
the
one.
Kevin Spacey one. We went back and watched it. And it's quite bizarre. You kind of look back at the days where people used telephone boxes to kind of do secret things rather
like a,
than
like
to pick
out
a cell phone.
Yeah.
A telephone box?
Telephone box.
Yeah,
it's
like
phone booth.
A phone booth.
Surprised Mr. Britton over there didn't know that.
Yeah, that wasn't on your list.
It's not on my list here.
Yeah, it's because phone booths aren't a real thing anymore either. So yeah.
I think you use that wrong. Because it's not on here at all.
No, telephone box is a thing.
Telephone box.
And so is a police box. Do they still have police boxes other than Doctor Who?
Just Doctor Who now.
Yeah, just Doctor Who.
Really?
At what point
That's
does Doctor
sad.
Who have to get like a new thing? Since
he does
it
because it was it's stuck in that shape. The
but,
TARDIS
I mean, it's
is
not going to blend in anymore. Nobody, there are no police boxes. People have cell phones.
It doesn't blend in when he time travels anyway, when he goes to, you know, prehistoric
yes,
times or the future.
Yeah,
I'm trying to add some common sense to Bubba's thing.
I'm not sure the police boxes have existed for a very, very long time. I don't think they would have existed in our lifetime.
Now, this is a very serious question. I'm not being that American guy.
Here it comes.
When the police go down the road, in America, we have a certain sound. But on TV, when we get your shows or something,
that's the sound
is that
they
the
make?
Sound it really makes?
Yeah. That's the sound of police, as they say, yeah.
Is there a difference between that and an ambulance?
Yeah, they all have different sounds and fire engines different again.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do you guys have one of those
different sounds?
No. No.
That's your fire service, isn't it?
That's your very that's
fire.
That's ours. But that's also your air raid.
That was gonna say that was
the
yeah.
Isn't that like the Blitz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they would do that whole thing.
Yeah.
How old do you think we are?
It's not that he thinks you're old, it's that he doesn't really know when that happened.
It's it's not going on still? What?
The Germans are still
you know what? We took care of that.
No, you saved us. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
We took care of that. We found Saddam in that hole.
No, I don't think that
is that
was
the wrong
it.
One?
That's the wrong
That's
one.
The wrong
different
one.
Guy.
Different one? Oh, yeah.
Same MO, I think, but yeah.
Although, if you watch that episode of the South Park, was it the movie, actually, where Saddam and Hitler and everybody were all in hell together?
Yeah.
That's a great one. The South Park movie is good. And by the way, to any of our Canadian friends, it's your fault.
Yeah.
It's your fault. Anyway, so you guys, when do you go back? What's the...
Monday.
Oh, so it's a pretty quick turn.
Yeah, just a weekend, yeah.
How long of a flight is that?
Well, we fly from here to DC, and then we've got about 8 hours from DC to London. So it's not too bad.
No, it's really not.
Yeah.
No.
Are you going to spend any time in DC?
We did on the way down. Yeah, saw some friends up there. So,
do you like DC?
It's quite a strange place to be in because it's so famous. All the buildings you see on telly so much. So,
well, the last time the British were in DC,
telly.
It was kind of bad.
He's so cute.
Telly. Remember the time the British went to D.C. and set it on fire?
Hey, I don't think that's their fault.
Yeah, I don't think they had
anything
to do with
that.
Again,
how old do you think we are?
Yeah, well, the same argument could be said for slavery here in America. Yeah. But those things, we don't forget.
Yeah.
We don't forget.
They still
so.
Blame, yeah, people. Yeah, what's up with that?
And, you know, I'm going to blame Britain for the slavery thing, too, because y'all brought it to the North American
actually,
shores.
Didn't.
Remember,
they,
I'm
they
Irish.
Really didn't.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, no,
we kind of started
that
actually,
on our own.
Actually, some of the first slaves were Irish. A lot of people forget that.
Okay, I'm pretty... What, you have a site up or something? You're looking at this?
No, I'm just telling you. It's very true. Look it up.
You know, very true.
It is very
and
true.
It's not true.
You're going to tell me there were no Irish slaves?
You're talking about indentured servants, and that's not the same thing.
They're not the same thing?
It's not the same thing.
The Irish slave program began when James II sold 30,000 Irish prisoners as slaves to the New World. His proclamation of 1625 required Irish political prisoners be sent overseas and sold to English settlers in the West Indies.
See? It's real.
It says, no, it says let's squash the myth that Irish were ever American slaves.
Well, the West Indies are the New World.
West Indies, yes. Isn't that...
That's like where Columbus landed, and he was like, oh, I discovered India, and he was totally
wrong. Well, I'm
just
saying, this article is, the title is, let's squash the myth that the Irish were ever American slaves.
Yes, they weren't. At all. But anyway, and also, the British didn't have slaves by the time the colonists came over.
Oh, there's a bunch of things saying that this is a myth.
Yeah.
It's like a whole, there's like a whole, like website after website after website.
Well, I'm glad I brought it up then because you're clearing
the air. See, we educated people.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming so we could all learn history.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
So you can learn American history. It's sad. It's sad how little we actually know. We, you know, whatever history we get is gleaned from TV anyway. And, you know, it's from shows that are fiction.
What's the thoughts on folks there on our presidential election?
It's an interesting watch. It certainly is. We're kind of starting to, we're going through a referendum at the moment in the UK about whether we remain within the European Union or come out.
Yeah.
But
I think the Brexit, yeah. And I think there's going to be a supplementary question as to whether we now remove your independence because we're slightly concerned you don't know how to use it properly with the two candidates you've put forward. So, yeah.
Mommy and Daddy have to come rescue us.
Like, you see, now look what we gave you independence and look what you did. You ran the car into the ditch and you've been drinking.
Keys.
Keys. We're taking back the keys and you're grounded, America.
Well, I can only imagine that other people in the world. First off, I don't give a flip what you guys think, but the part of me is like, yeah, they got to think that this
We've
is the best.
Minds.
These are the two best people we have.
Let's all agree that these are not the two best candidates in the entire country. No. There is no way Hillary, or I'll even throw Bernie and everybody else in there too. You can name the top 10 candidates in all the polls that have been there for since the beginning of this election cycle. None of them are the best candidates.
Well, the people who are the best candidates are also smart enough because of the best candidate to know that they don't want that job.
They don't want
to
do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the person who wants to be in politics it's a certain type of person. It's a person who doesn't have to be smart or have great ideas. They just have to be likable.
And they have to be narcissistic.
Yes,
you have to believe that you are, you know, you're the reason.
They need you.
Yes. The world needs me to run America. Yeah. I am the best option the world has. So therefore.
And so I'm letting you all know now that I'm done with AT&T that I've decided it's me. It's me. And I'm going to have to fix this. I'm going to fix it.
Don't we? Aren't you already running for like New Jersey? Weren't you the governor or something? Or?
Oh, wow. That's a little subtle fat joke right there.
I actually would like to see how much, if you're, you know, your hair turned gray when you were 22, right? I would like to see what happens 14. after 14. Yeah. I would like to see what would happen to you after 8 years in office.
Oh, my gosh.
It'll be shock white. Just
or just falls out entirely.
No, whoa. Never say that. We never say such things.
Does it happen like with members of parliament and prime minister and all that with where they age a lot in office as well?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
definitely. If you look at pictures of Tony Blair when he first went in and by the time
he looked
came
like a
out,
teenager, then compared to when he was done. Yeah,
really.
It's just to me the most amazing one is George W. Bush because we forget how young he looked in 2001. Like he really did look like, you know, a young guy, and then he looked like an old man 8 years later.
Can you imagine the things that he had to, that just having to go through with 9/11?
Oh,
just all
well,
the,
any
the
anybody
stuff that,
in office from any Western country during that time, went through a really rough period.
Yep, of just it's here. We've got to deal with it, and all this secret stuff that was going on but never happened, but they didn't know it wasn't going to happen. I don't know. I couldn't do it. It's amazing to me that people fight to have that job, and they give up everything, and they cheat and kill and
allegedly kill.
Tell you what,
have
man.
Have you seen that list?
Have you seen the Clinton death list? No. It's frightening. Of all the people.
Like, they're like, no.
It's allegedly frightening.
Allegedly scary.
The list of people.
I didn't realize John F. Kennedy Jr. was on that list. Have you seen that conspiracy?
No, I haven't seen that.
They're basically, they're saying that, you know, had he not died, he would have been the one who took the New York seat that Hillary got. And eventually he would have been the guy who would have run in 2008 instead of Obama.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it all times out like strange. You got to look at it. There's so many crazy things out there.
You know, there are more websites than Wikipedia and WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's That's pretty stretched there.
Well, I'm just saying I've seen that conspiracy as well.
There were no planes on 9/11. There were no planes.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, there's that one 9/11 conspiracy where it looks like the somebody has the cruise missile painted to look like an airliner.
Yeah.
And you wonder if it was a cruise missile that hit the Pentagon. I mean, I believe we were attacked, but man,
yeah,
there's some pretty good arguments out there.
I'm the guy that when whatever documentary I watch, I'm all in. That's exactly the way I feel, and it doesn't matter. And I can start watching it and not feel that way at all. Mm-hmm. But by the time I finish it, I'm all on board, raising
easily
the flag.
Swayed.
I'm very when it comes to that kind of stuff.
There's one. I think where they zoom in on one of the planes, and you can see Bigfoot is flying it through the window.
I haven't seen that one.
No? Okay.
I'd like to see that. But you know what? I can see how that could happen.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, it happened.
It could happen.
It totally D.B. happened. Sweeney parachuted out.
I saw one yesterday, actually, on Netflix about how it was saying that we did not land on the moon. And as we recall on a previous episode, I had a lengthy drag-out fight with
Joe Rogan
on about that. And he and I just went back and forth. And
it
got pretty ugly. Anyway.
The thing is, I don't think that D really cares that or believes that strongly that we did go to the moon, but he felt the need to defend America and whatever, and just to prove Joe Rogan wrong. And also, I don't think Joe Rogan believes or cares that we didn't go to the moon as much as he did that day. But once you started in on him, he just felt the need to argue with you until you
Here's my thoughts on that.
It's fun to argue with people. I mean, that's why we talk politics and why we talk religion.
To me, it's more impressive to fake a moon landing
than to go to the moon. It's really not.
I think it is. There's 500,000 people were involved in the Apollo programs. 500,000. There's six of us in here. None of us can keep a secret.
This is how I know that the 9/11 conspiracy isn't true. Because because of leaks in the government.
Yeah,
because nothing
true.
Ever makes it out. It's where I find comfort in knowing that that can't possibly be that big of a secret, because there's no way it would stay a secret.
Right. No way.
It's not possible.
No way.
The government itself is too big, not to mention, like you said, if the six of us in here had a secret, we couldn't keep it for a year.
Yeah.
No one's been keeping the moon landing secret since 1969. There's no way.
They also said that they had, apparently, well, am I getting the voice thing too?
I don't know. See, I'm making you feel it.
What happened?
Patrick's I just constantly been clearing too his much. Voice, and then
that's making
and
mine get all, my voice. All yeah. wonky. Is that a British word? Wonky? I think it is.
It is a British word.
Wonky. Isn't Wonka, what's the guy?
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka.
He's English, isn't he? Isn't that
a British? He's not real, right?
Yeah, he's fictional. Yeah.
But he was written by Roald Dahl. The book was written by Roald Dahl, who's a British author.
Wait. Willy Wonka isn't real?
No. Boris Johnson is real, but Willy Wonka isn't.
Bars,
Boris Johnson.
Who is real?
Who's Boris Johnson?
Boris Johnson?
Who's Boris Johnson?
Boris Johnson.
Our former London mayor.
London mayor.
You want to Google him. Joke. If you want to look at some good funny things, have
actually,
Google.
Yeah, is he as good as the
Google,
Toronto
Google
guy?
Boris no, Zipwire.
But
Boris Zipwire?
Boris. No, Google Boris and Zipwire.
Boris.
He did a stunt where he came in on a Zipwire.
Oh, Zipline.
A Zipline, yeah. And he got caught halfway along it. he's in a suit and it's... The harness doesn't make him look great, but his popularity went up after it just because he's so likable.
Yeah,
But
all been there. We've all gotten stuck on a zip line, haven't we?
Didn't he also take out a small child at the Olympic ceremony or something?
Yeah.
He had to do something or catch a ball and he snatched it and knocked the child over and fell on top of the child or something.
YouTube Boris Johnson and Gaff. And you'll get some good stuff.
I'm all about him. I like people like that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why, and as you said, his poll numbers went up. His likability went up.
Was he not born in New York as well? He could maybe stand.
American.
Yeah, he could stand. So there you go.
He could stand.
If it's not too late to substitute
president.
Him in. Yeah.
He could come over, become a citizen, become president.
Well, if he was born in America, he is a citizen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There we go. Maybe that's our guy.
I like that guy. Yeah. I don't. I already, whatever.
He's great. Sold. You'd love him. Yeah.
I'm sold. He sounds like one of us.
This is why we can't have nice things. That's it. That's why we shouldn't. D knows nothing about politics. And you, I know you're making fun, but there are people who are like, I like the guy on the zip line. And that's how he became the mayor. Yeah. And that's how we ended up with Donald and Hillary.
And his hair is similar to Donald's as well. I think it's a bit more real, but it's similar, allegedly. It's similar.
Donald's isn't real.
Donald's is real. It's just...
It's just awful.
It's just terrible.
It's just not believable. It's real, but it's still not believable.
But how about his wife? She's something, though, isn't she? Donald's wife.
I don't know her.
What? You haven't met her? You've not seen her?
Queen should introduce me at some point, but
Seen pictures of Donald's wife?
No.
You not know?
What?
Oh.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, I know.
You have not seen pictures of Donald Trump's wife?
She's like a swimsuit model.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
you'd know if you'd
seen her. You would know her because it's in the part where one of your guys, 007, he comes out of the water, and there she is.
That's Donald Trump's wife.
That's his wife. She's a Bond girl.
She looks like a Bond girl. She's got like an Eastern European accent, the whole thing. She's literally a Bond villain.
Is her hair the same or different?
Her hair's great.
Different to his,
Yeah, it can't be the same as his.
No.
It'd be terrifying.
I'm actually...
What is that? Is that just a comb-over?
It's not a comb-over. It's like a... I really don't know how you do that. It's a swirl. I don't know how you get your hair whipped.
It looks like it's whipped, doesn't it?
Like candy floss sort of...
You take a whisk and you have to kind of...
It's kind of like a cotton candy maker.
Yes.
Yeah, you kind of just kind of.
Is that candy floss, cotton candy?
Yeah, that's
candy floss is what you call it?
Yeah, candy floss. Yeah.
I like candy floss better than
cotton candy.
Yeah.
Candy floss is good.
Yeah. But it's not like floss, it's like cotton more than floss.
But I took it as a
They don't have
tooth
cotton
thing.
Over there.
Oh. You don't have cotton?
No.
You don't?
No, they don't grow cotton. That's why America was like real rich back at that time, was from our agriculture.
What do you have?
Cows.
Sheep.
Cows and sheep.
Yeah, banking services.
Wow, that's lame, man.
Yeah, there you go. Financial services.
That's lame.
There's Trump's wife.
Yeah, there she
is. Okay, don't know her.
You do now.
You did a good job on that one. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You get the approval. Yeah.
He's good. He's good. Well, I have to go. I'm babysitting. My 15-year-old.
15-year-old.
Not babysitting.
It's not babysitting, A, when it's your own kid, and B, when he's 15.
Hanging with your son is what you're doing.
What a great... my youngest son and wife are up in New York doing a baseball tournament. And so they're coming back later on tonight. And so last week, because Gunnar and I spend so much time, my younger son, with baseball, spend so much time with him. Because of just getting to practices and batting and all kinds of stuff that I don't get to spend as much time with my oldest son, Zach. Mm-hmm. And I've just really enjoyed it. This last week has been great. He and I have really kind of connected, and it's been great. It's been fun. And he was able to go with me last night, and I get to speak at the retirement party of the guy who gave me my first job when I was 14 years old. And it was so surreal taking Zach to that. He's about that age now. He's 15. But going there and seeing all these old coworkers, and they haven't seen me in forever. When they saw me last, I looked like my son.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of like, wow, you brought in your own, like, time machine double.
Mini-me.
Mini-me. So it's been truly cool. And then him asking me questions about, you know, he tell me stories about, you know, this guy. What happened? You know, what were you guys doing? It was just neat. And today we're going to go see some X-Men movie. What's the other one? We went and saw that.
I'm going to see Warcraft, I think, this weekend.
But is the X-Men, you're talking about Apocalypse? That's what's out now.
Yeah. Apocalypse.
I haven't seen that one. I heard it was, like, skippable.
I didn't see the last one, so
why is it they can't get the X-Men thing right? I don't know if you guys watch superhero movies or anything like that, but, like, for some reason, the Avengers, they nailed. But the X-Men movies, they always...
Now, the first three X-Men movies were great.
Okay, what's the difference between...
They were really great.
Okay, the Avengers... Who's the Avengers? Who are those
Avengers
people?
Are the Avengers.
Oh, no, I mean, who's in it?
Captain America, Iron Man, Spider-Man.
Okay, who are the X-Men?
Hulk. The X-Men are their own thing. They're the X-Men. It's not... There's not... Like, they don't have their... The Avengers were like superheroes who were like their own. It was like a super group.
Well, I mean,
it's
the
like
best...
it's Luke Bryan and Eric Church and Dierks Bentley formed a band and called themselves
the X-Men.
Avengers. Yeah, whatever. No, they'd be the Avengers because they already exist. Okay. Whereas the X-Men is like Parmalee. They're their own thing. Nobody's a star outside of it.
They're a group.
Wolverine is, though.
Except Wolverine. He's
Wolverine
the one guy
went solo.
Who went solo.
Wolverine's the one that's got the same accent
like
as me.
He's Zane from One Direction. He was an X-Man, but now he's Justin Timberlake. Wolverine is Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
There you go. Gotcha. Hashtag Wolverine is Justin Timberlake.
Kokak, you know what?
Solving the world's problems.
In a weird, idiotic way, you explained that to me.
It made sense. Avengers are all guys who had their own thing first. Spider-Man, Iron Man.
You said it all over again. I got
That's the difference.
Thanks for calling,
you
caller.
You know what? It's time for you to go.
No, I'm just saying you explained it twice.
All right. I did. That's fine.
All right. So I'm going to get the shout out to Subway again. At Subway, the sweet onion chicken teriyaki and new rotisserie style chicken sandwiches are handcrafted with chicken raised without antibiotics. Yum. Love the chicken without antibiotics. Both of these sandwiches are better for you. They're low in fat. Again, did I mention no antibiotics? They were raised without antibiotics. It's a big deal around here in the old Yank country. And they're delicious. The sweet onion chicken teriyaki sandwich has a new teriyaki glazed chicken strip with tangy, fat-free sweet onion sauce. And the new rotisserie-style chicken is made with tender, juicy, hand-pulled all-white meat chicken. Make them even more delicious. You could throw in some green peppers, some crisp green peppers. Yum. Red onions, lettuce, tomatoes, all on a freshly baked bread. Just the way you like it at Subway. The Subway Sandwich Shop. Fresh is what we do.
It's good to see you guys.
Thanks great to see you guys.
Thanks for having us.
It's
Thank
fun.
You.
Y'all are fun.
Like we just that. Like when people have different accents. It's just it's becomes funny. Absolutely more interesting.
He said telly. That's so great.
He said telly?
On the telly. Yeah, you missed it.
Yeah, he said telly.
He said it. It was great.
Aw.
All right.
All right, you ready? Hit the song.
Are y'all going to sing along this time?
Yes, go. Right.
It's the sad.
You better hit her. Oh, we doing sad?
Yeah, well, not the sad one. Just
the outro
end.
It's the outro slow podcast.
You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
With your stalker at the end and everything.
All right, go ahead.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.